same album.
TFW Mobile.
Grand A said, good morning, Ken.
And how's the route going this morning?
So good. I hadn't ran into any issues yet. So, hoping to finish it on out without any.
It'll be good, Annette. You must be pretty tired today. Don't think you got much sleep yesterday.
I'm tired, but I'm used to not getting a lot of sleep, so I'll go home now a little bit, kick back, nod off.
You had a good time yesterday.
I did too. I got a feeling you wound up beating me, though.
I think I ended up with 36 contacts, and I got 21 counties.
Definitely beat me. I only wound up with 20.
Three countries yesterday, though.
What was that?
Yeah, it was, what did I get? I got Chile. I got the Canary Islands, which is off the coast of Africa. And I got Poland.
Poland and, Slovakic Republic, something like that, yesterday. But I've already had both of those, and Canary Islands I already have, so you gaining on me.
Gaining on you. Now, how about my first 10 meter contact was a DX?
What? Well, don't feel bad. My first contact on HF was on 10 meters, and it was a DX, and it was a Puerto Rico.
My first 10 meter was all the way down in Chile, my furthest distance yet, 5,400 miles.
Some AM 10 meter contacts a couple times. About 10 meter AM from England and stuff once in a while.
May hear that South Orkney Island down there in Antarctic. I mean, I tried, but I just couldn't get a good copy on them.
Yeah, you just have a good chance of headphones on you. Sometimes it's hard to listen to the speaker. You won't hear it.
Always use a set of headphones.
It just happens that way. Sometimes they're running a beam antenna, so if they're away from you, or they got a real good signal, got a beam or something like that, you can hear them, but they won't hear you. You know, that's just the way it works. And sometimes the band's that way where you'll hear something you won't be able to get back to. That happens sometimes, too.
I was doing pretty good yesterday. You know, I'd hear another country. It didn't take me two or three times to get in there, and I finally would make it.
That's pretty good. Like I said, the sunspot activity is changing around a little bit. So we're getting to where HF is doing a little better.
Some of those stations on 80 meters out of North Carolina were really booming.
Right, and I had several just put a good old solid 40 on me and stay there.
Yeah, roger on that one. That's how they were doing on me.
I got Kentucky when 80 meters is in good shape on AM, and I was running this crummy antenna, and I was 25, 35 over 9 in Kentucky. Some of the big boys were running some power. They were 60 over 9 whacking me. I had old helicopters, and you could hear the needle on my meter and whacking the pin. You go bink, it hit the pin. You can hear it go snap. You hear the needle snap against the pin, 60 over 9.
And there's a contest going on, and all the frequencies are all jammed up in that, and it's like, man, you got serious carryover onto some other frequencies, and you can't hardly hear down on those.
You good, you got to use a good receiver with some real good. That's why I watch some of the old veterans who receivers turn the RF paint down and notch them out. You can do pretty, you know, you can do pretty good. My old NC 300 is pretty good about that. So this old ancient junk, you know, it's got some issues. It drifts a little once in a while. It'll warm up for 4 or 5 hours, but it's fun. That's fun about HF.
DOT Mobile.
Good morning, Tim.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, that,
man. That's a sad thing this morning, but it'll be alright.
This morning, when Earth snapped my legs, she didn't have all the supplies she needed, and everything fell apart. It was swollen and itching. I said, well, so the first thing I did this morning was put some bandage off and put on it, cut a stocking, slid a stocking back over so it doesn't hurt my back and walk.
Good morning, Tim.
Did you have a good weekend?
And, you know, I spent Saturday with Mama. She was off and that. We did some running around and just chilling out, and then spent most of Sunday with Ed on the radio.
Cool. Yeah, sounds like a good time.
He's catching up with me on those countries.
Wasn't that gap, huh? That's good.
5 more this weekend.
Enjoy the wintertime propagation while you got it. Because in the summertime, you have more stag crashes than you'll know what to do with.
The man was kind of messed up. You might be a plus 10, and then 30 seconds later, you're a 5-5.
You always like that.
Make a 10-meter contact, though, KN4TFW.
Cool. Where was that at, KK4POT?
Yep, all the way down in Chile.
Our contact on 10. That's really cool.
Because they were working split, and they said up 5. That means the transmit is up 5.
Head for that one.
I don't do split, but I will tell you that when you told me that they were on and up 5, I went to, you gave me the frequency. I went to that frequency and I went up 5 above that, and that's where I heard them call to give the call sign.
And give the call sign?
I only heard it once, though.
Receive frequency.
When they do that,
they were so light I couldn't figure it out. Ed was hearing them better than I was. I could hear down on 18-130, and then on the DX side it just said up 5. So I didn't know if that was, you know, they were listening on that one, or if that's the one you were transmitting on.
Hear them give call sign on 5 up. That was where they were transmitting.
When I used to do that, with my old, I had an SD-102 old heat kit. I used to have trouble doing that because I had to listen to it and find it and zero B it with a carrier and then try to get it in the right spot. That's hard to do.
Put on the radio, and it's easy to do. I just need to know which one to transmit on KN4TFW.
Easy to do when you got no way to read a frequency dial, and you're working with a crystal calibrator on a receiver. It's not easy to do at all. When you can't see what you're doing, it's not easy to do that at all, unless you can find it. You can get it. Is it not rain? What's it doing out there?
It's supposed to rain until this afternoon, and then it rains the next 4 days.
Happy Friday. Ken, we got anything coming up this weekend?
You have to look. I didn't...
I didn't look for this upcoming weekend. I got something from the ARRL. Let me look and see what I can come up with when I get to work.
We got to get Tim involved in on this.
I was on the Parks on the Air website, and they were on some UK parks and that, but the frequency, yeah, we weren't allowed to get on that one.
I say resolve this. I got to get my extra class just for that reason.
That extra license, I'm coming after Ed.
Mine as well, and we'll just make it a good old race.
When I go to Connecticut, I'm going to practice with that golf cart. My buddy's got a field out there. I'm going to practice then, so we can have that golf cart race with us blind boys.
Go ahead, Ken.
It's a good old race.
Golf cart with the blind guys racing at the fairgrounds, too. I'm going to go practice it. Well, I see my buddy up there. A few friends of mine, we're going to practice that up. Fun race, the DX race, that's always fun, that kind of stuff. Coming this morning.
Not done.
Someday I'd like to go with you sometime and start practicing straw paper, see if I can get my arm back in shape.
Off out of here, I'm rolling up. We'll get this week kicked off and have some fun. So 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you later. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim.
7-3, Tim. KN4TFW. Working the contest yesterday, did you pick up any stations that had a 1x1 call sign? 4, I wonder what was up with those call signs.
It belonged to a radio club.
All did belong to a radio club, and that it was the first time I ever came across a 1x1.
Before, but I never made contact with any of them, so I was always busy doing something else. I was just listening. But I got one yesterday, and I checked it, and it was a club. Now, I do have a question about one. At Station Tango Oscar 3 America, when he went up on 155, his number disappeared.
From where?
You know, he gave first two letters and a number, then a letter. Well, the number, when you gave it to me, you sent me the picture, it was a 3. And you told me he went up to 155, the 3 went to 0. And that wasn't a confirmed license.
I did notice that. I sent you the picture and that and the 3, but I think maybe I was hearing him wrong, but I could have swore he said 3, but when I finally got him, he said 0.
Heard him. He was saying 3.
One of those 1x1s, he gave his regular call sign out, too.
Do that, it was fun. We got to stir up another one this weekend somewhere.
It's a new radio. Are you getting used to all the bells and whistles?
Yeah, I still ain't figured out half the stuff on that thing. The more I read, the more I scratch my head.
I'm trying to pull out some of those weak stations, and I'm starting to get it figured out.
Thing on mine is I have 2 preamps, and so I get to, if they really weak, I just pull in the second one, and it does a pretty good job.
Give me some better headphones that are set up for that. These are just headphones I had from going to the NASCAR races, but they work pretty good.
go out and buy a set that's like $350 because I can't tell any difference between those and the set I bought from MFJ for $32.
That one.
The headphone fairy might fly over. Headphone fairy might fly over.
Making good contacts, but still not. The radio still doesn't like that antenna.
You're kind of battling there. You're just going to have to do it and raise it up a little bit more and see if you can't raise it up higher.
Would probably help, Jen. But you already got it up to what, 30 feet?
I'm 35 at the apex, so the height is good, and that. And I think I'll just order some connectors and a ballon this week, and see what I can do.
50 on that one or 300?
Yeah, it's 450.
You don't order one, get a 6-to-1 ballon, and that should match it perfectly. I'm right here. Wire, you can buy a kit and wire your own. They'll say it's kit and wire, make your own, or they'll do them for you. And they're designed, they're good for at least 1,500 watts, so you can put the fire to the wire.
Start out making something, then I won't know if I made it right or if I did something wrong and that's the problem or if it just isn't right. But I've made it to work, so I'll say 73 to you guys. You guys say stay dry this afternoon and look forward to catching you either this evening or in the morning on the radio, KN4TFW.
73 Ken, I'll be listening for you on the radio this afternoon, and I'm just about 10 seconds from being done, so 73's to you, be careful.
From being done? Can't do better than that.
Look, you got this route timed out just about to the second.
You've done pretty good with that because I watched you do it, you do it enough times that you're pretty much, you got it right now where you got to go with it.
I can say it's coffee time.
If you're going to watch the clothes before the nurse gets here, if Marita's coming, it's going to be early, and she'll be here around 7 o'clock in the morning. It depends on which nurse comes over here.
Wash clothes today and do a couple of lots in the end and run by the dump and pick up grand youngins and just typical day.
It's a bolt to get that block of days on the stand, the wrong bolts and their metric threads on the stupid thing. So the hardware store didn't have something long enough, I gotta make something up. Stay off, I gotta go up the woods again. You're about there.
My way home.
Yes, you're on your way home now.
Home in probably about 10 minutes.
About 10:06, right about now.
One.
Time is 5:41. You're doing pretty good. You're actually running a little bit earlier than usual.
It's already been done, but they moved to drop over in Taylor's where all the papers come in before they get distributed out to us. And they've sort of got them bottlenecked and everything else over there, and it's taking a little bit longer for our guy to get out from over.
Well, that's why. So until the area gets straightened around.
Came in at normal time, I'd already be sitting at home. I'd been done around probably 4:45.
Well, one good thing about that is at least you got the rest of the day to do other stuff. If you want to work on something or you want to do another job or make some money another way, at least you got the opportunity to do it.
Nap in the morning because I have to watch grandkids in the afternoon.
I never had to do this. Well, I've watched kids before, but I'll tell you something. Being blind and doing it, I babysit for kids when I was younger, and it's It's a chore when you can't see watching kids. You could do it.
Keep, I can't complain about. They either playing video games, watching cartoons, or wanting to play blackjack.
Roger was a flying terror. This kid got into everything. And one time he ran and rolled, almost got hit by a car. I had to snatch him back. And I mean, needless to say, I probably shouldn't have done it, but I lost my temper. I said, listen, kid, you know, you don't ride on that road. So, you know, you get hit, and it's going to be extremely bad. You was really going to be mad at me, because I turned around. I never hit anyone's kid. I wouldn't do it, but then one time I said, listen, you ever do that again? I said, I told the parents. I said, listen, you know, I don't want that kid getting killed. So, and, you know, for me to have to deal with something like that would not be easy. One, I can't drive. Two, if something happened, it'd be very hard for me to deal with getting into the hospital, extremely.
Very fortunate. My three boys grew up, never gave me a minute's problem. And the grandkids seem like following in their footsteps. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, as your parents, but I'll tell you what, you know, to me it was more important for that kid to listen when I said something. So I knew where he was, and he couldn't sneak away from me. Not very times. He only got away from me once, but that's all it takes.
That right. Well, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway, so I will catch you later. Hopefully catch you in the morning, Al. So you have a good one, and stay out of trouble. So KK4NXC, KK4NXC, he must be thinking about me. KM4NAP, we send in 73s your way.
4MLA, clear. I've done that with calls too, get them mixed up or say the wrong one. 4MLA, clear.